Times never seem so good. All right, this is Jeff Rogers back with a second installment of the first podcast of the 2020 season. I forgot to mention that in part one, but that is true. This is just the start of a lot of off-season preparatory work to get ready for the 2020 season, a season like no other, times like no other. What the heck? So in the first part of the podcast, I talked kind of about why we're doing this, why the change in the first place. I talked a little bit about the two options that are on the table, and I also mentioned that we're in the process of a simulation of the second option, and I'll go into the status of the simulation and what we want to do next with it. But let me take a step back and talk a little bit more about what exactly is option two, the mechanics behind it. And I'm going to quote here from the option two in brief link, which you can find on the ESFFL website. So if you're on the website, if you're on the homepage, this is just www.esffl.com. The very first link you'll find as you scroll down below the logo is ESFFL 2020 option two simulation. So click on that link, and there you'll find the homepage for the simulation. And there are several links, including a link to the pre-FARD draft, which just completed earlier today. And I'm going to quote, below that pre-FARD draft link, I'm going to quote from this option two summary brief. Now, there's the full proposal, the current form of the full proposal below that, but I would recommend you read the summary in brief. The full proposal has a lot of detail in there. It's going to scare some people away. I don't want anybody to be scared. So read the option two summary in brief. That's what I'm quoting from here. So anyway, the first step in this process is to reserve six players from your final roster. So for the purposes of the simulation, we began using the 2018 final rosters. But I told everyone, and the picks that were made were as if we're going into the 2020 season. Okay, so we're thinking about this in terms of what are the players we want for 2020, but we're starting with the 2018 final rosters, and we're using salaries from last season because we don't have salaries for the new season yet. Rookies haven't been drafted. Free agency is still in process on down the line. Now, the six players that are reserved during this first step, they will not be subject to the salary cap. So reserving a higher salary player is not detrimental in this system. And also, team defenses can be reserved. So any of your 16 players from your final roster, you can reserve any six of those. Now, in the past, it was five. It was after the draft in the past. Now it's going to be before the draft, and it's going to be six, but you can reserve defenses. So if you feel like you don't have five solid players or six solid players, you can throw in a defense if you feel you've got a good defense. So it gives you options more than we have with the current system. Now, after each team has submitted their reserves, a list of all those players reserved, which we're going to call the reserve list, will be created and will be distributed. And you can, this process has taken place in the simulation. So if you go to that simulation homepage and you click on Simulated 2020 ESFFL Rosters, at this point, for most teams, you can see the six players that the team reserved, as well as the two players that were added during the draft. Now, at some point this weekend, I'm going to update this. Since the draft is complete, I will update this with all the draft picks. So those two draft picks, and I'll get to what those picks are in a second, those two draft picks and the six reserve players, they all will have a salary of $1 million. And that's just the baseline salary. Later on, you'll get to pick 8 more players against a salary cap. And so those, the salary cap is going to be $25 million. So you'll essentially get $17 million to pick 8 more players. Okay. Now, the reason we're doing this simulation is in part to learn, is that salary cap too restrictive? Is it too generous? You know, and perhaps we'll modify these rules based on the simulation. But for now, for the purposes of the simulation, we're going with a $25 million salary cap. And again, these 6 players you reserve and the 2 players that you draft, they will be all $1 million each. So they'll take up $8 million of that $25 million. Okay? Now, moving on. After the reserve list is created, there will also, of course, be a corresponding non-reserve list, and that's also on the website at the moment. And then the draft that I referenced will be a slow draft. It'll be similar to the player redistribution draft. And in this draft, each team will be allowed to draft 2 players, one from the reserve list and 1 player from the non-reserve list. The non-reserve list will include rookies, and both lists will contain defenses which are eligible to be drafted. As I mentioned, the 2 players you select in the draft will be added to the 6 that you reserved, giving you a total of 8 players following the draft. Your final 8 players will then be selected from the non-reserved list. These players will have salaries based on where they were drafted. Those drafted higher will have higher salaries. Those not drafted will have a default salary. The 8 players will have to fit within a salary cap. And again, I mentioned that salary cap for those 8 players is $17 million based on what we're doing for the simulation. Okay, so once again, you can go on here and you can see the players as they were drafted in the pre-FARD draft. The first column is the reserve list player, and the second column is the non-reserve selection. Now, that's where we are now. We've just completed the pre-FARD draft in this simulation. The next step, which will be this next week, I'll send an email out to everyone, and in that email, I'll include a roster template. I'll include a Excel workbook where there'll be 1 worksheet for each team. And so you'll find your team, you'll see your 8 players that you've already been assigned. For those who participated in the simulation, that will be the 6 players that you picked and your 2 draft picks. If you didn't participate in the simulation, then someone else, either myself or one of our governors, made the selections for your team. But regardless, if you want to participate in the remainder of the simulation, you can. You'll have those 8 players to work with, and you'll have the ability to pick 8 more. All right, so we'll have about a week to do that. If I don't receive picks from you, then again, we'll have one of the governors or myself complete your roster. And that will be essentially the end of the preseason period. So once your team is selected, and now that'll be essentially what we'll do for the simulation, there will be 1 preseason free agent period, which we'll go through. But once your team is selected and then the season starts, the salaries for players will no longer be relevant. All right. Free agents will be added via a waiver process, more like that of traditional leagues. Due to the large number of teams in our league, players on 2 or fewer teams will remain free agents until they've been added to a 3rd team. Sorry about that. As I just mentioned, once again, a free agent will be defined as a player that's on 2 or fewer teams. That's to start the season. Once we get into the playoffs, we will adjust that rule slightly so that as the teams remaining in the playoffs get fewer and fewer, will go from three players as the max that you can have to two to one. So that will work. Also, we're looking at elimination of the consolation playoffs as part of this. And one of the reasons for that, a couple of reasons for that, but one of the reasons for that is that, you know, with a limitation on the number of players that can be picked up in a given week, if we have teams in the consolation playoffs picking up those players, is that really fair to the teams that are still going on in the Johnson Cup playoffs with a chance at a championship? That's one of the reasons we don't want to kind of take players out of the player pool. But another reason is really there hasn't been a lot of excitement about the consolation playoffs in recent years. Of course, there's always one or two teams that want to win for the chance to get that first pick in the draft. But usually what happens is one of the better teams in the consolation playoffs, like a team that just missed the Johnson Cup playoffs, they'll end up winning that spot. And then in the new system, drafting at the top of the draft, because now there's two draft picks, is even a bigger advantage. So, you know, I think it'd be wrong to give a team that big of an advantage. Now, we're not going to penalize last year's consolation champion, but going forward, I think we will make 2019 the last year of the consolation playoffs, especially if we choose this option two. Again, I know this is a little bit confusing, but hopefully it gives you a baseline understanding of the potential new format. I encourage all of you to participate in the simulation. Again, even if you haven't participated up until this point, feel free to join in at this point and take it from here on out. This simulation will help us understand if the new format needs any tweaks, and it will really only help you better understand the format in the event that we make the switch. So if you have any questions about this process at all, please don't hesitate to give me a call, send me an email, or ask anything. I appreciate everyone seems really willing to make some type of change so that I no longer have to process the free agent moves. You know, a lot of people said they can't believe I've continued to make them this long, they've appreciated that fact. But all good things come to an end. But rather than say that, I will say that all good things go through change. And there will be a change this season. Again, the magnitude and the exact change is yet to be decided. But again, as we go through this, please don't hesitate to ask me any questions or make any comments, suggestions. I'm willing to take any type of feedback. And come on, folks, you should have plenty of time for this. With everything being shut down due to coronavirus, you know, we can't even go to a Neil Diamond concert. All we have is these cheesy songs to listen to. All right? I'll let you listen to this in its entirety because you've listened to the podcast, both parts, hopefully, in their entirety.
Burden runs off my shoulders.
This song is very touching, or not touching.
Sweet Caroline, the times never seem so good.